Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
What is your name again, please?
It's Kenya. That's K-E-N-Y-A.
K-E-Y-N-A. Okay, okay. My zip code is 36502.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
My name is Ray Hodgen, H-O-D-G-E-N.
Thank you. Let me see here. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
155 Hodgen Drive, Atmore, Alabama, 36502.
Thank you. And so I do see here, looks like this was on January 2nd, you paid the shipping for the Vegamax N2O pump and also the Vegamax, and it was for the 649 and also the 748. But that did start a 14-day trial, and after the 14 days, you were charged the full amount for the two products you received.
Okay. I called when I was supposed to. I called on the 1st and 14th and told them I did not want any more, that they were not working at all for me. And now I have got a bill for $748, $649, $87.99, and $64.99. And I called on the 14th and told them, they said call after 14 days. And I called and told them to cancel it, that it did not do any good for me. I don't know if it works, but it did not help me one bit.
Okay, well, I do see here that you this has been canceled since January 19th. And so you were already charged when you called to cancel.
Well, ma'am, I done exactly what it said. It said try it for 14 days and then give them a call. And I called on that day. I done exactly what it told me to do, to try it for 14 days and then give them a call.
Okay, well, let me see him.
I was afraid it was going to be something like this. It set me up for a payment, and I called and canceled it when I was supposed to.
So you ordered this product on January 2nd. So the 14 days would have been over. Let me see. The 14 days would have been over on January 15th. So
okay,
if you called on the 19th, that was ahead of the 14th.
No, I called on the 14th. I got it set right on my calendar when I called on the 14th.
Yes, sir. So there isn't any record here of you calling on the 14th. Your account was canceled on January 19th.
Ma'am, this is what you get into when you're dealing with people like your company. I called on the 14th. I did not call on the 19th. I called on the 14th. I got it wrote on my calendar just as plain as day.
Okay.
And I will.
Well, I'm not sure if you remember when that order was placed for those two products. But there was a checkbox that asked if you were 18 and older. That same box was the one that stated about the 14-day trial and that you would be charged the full amount of that product after the 14-day time span. So it is unfortunately a valid charge because your account was canceled on the 19th, and I would have to go by what I'm seeing here.
Well, do what, Myrna?
You can and challenge it with the credit.
I will go back to my credit card people then and see what they can do, because I am not expected to pay for this when I done exactly the way your instructions told me to do.
Okay. And so with you...
And why am I being charged $87.99, and then on the 18th, I'm being charged $64.99?
And were you referring to disputing that charge?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so with you wanting to dispute, so it is a valid charge with you agreeing to those terms and conditions. And so with you wanting to dispute, they are going to give you a temporary credit while researching. But after that research, then the temporary credit that they're going to give would be taken back due to it being a valid charge. And so to avoid that, I can go ahead and do a 35% refund for you.
Well, you hadn't answered my question yet. Why did I get charged on the 13th, $87.99? And then on the 18th, $64.99.
So you were attempted to be charged for both of the products on the 12th, but only one product went through. And then on the 18th, it's when you were charged the $64.99. That was for the Vegramax. And when you were charged on the 12th, the $87.99, that was for the NO2 pump. So you received two products, which is why you have two charges.
I haven't got, I've just got the two bottles is all I've got.
Right. So first you were only charged the shipping for those. After the 14 days, you were charged the full amount because you did receive a 30-day.
I want to do whatever I have to get out of this, because I called on the 14th, ma'am. And I'm not going to, can't argue with you what you have on your record, but I'm just telling you what I called on, because this is things the cable companies do. If you don't call a certain date, you're charged. And I said it, wrote it on my calendar to call, and I did call that morning and talked. I don't know who I talked to, but I talked to somebody, and they said, you want to cancel it? And I said, I sure do.
Okay.
So I expect to get credit back for this.
Okay, well, I can do a 35% refund.
Why not 100% when I'm doing exactly like I'm supposed to do?
Yes, sir. So if you actually had called to cancel before the 14 days, then you never would have been charged the $87.99 and the $64.99.
Oh, man, you're not listening. I told you I'm called on the 14th.
Yes, sir, but that's not what I'm seeing here. I would have to go by what's in this system. And so it is a valid charge due to you agreeing to those terms and conditions.
Well, that's something y'all got set up that shows it that way then, because you're doing... very unethical, because I call just like their instructions told me to do.
Okay, well, I was saying, since I understand that you were not aware of those terms and conditions.
Yes, I was aware of them. I sure was aware of them. That's the reason I set it up to call if it did not work. If it had worked, I would not have called.
Okay. Well, I can also do, let me see, a 50% refund for you as well.
Huh? You give me 35 and 50% and I'll let it go. But no, I'm not doing halfway.
Okay. Well, I can do the 50% for you. That'll be in the account no more than three to five business days.
What do you want to do, Mara? Huh? All right. And your name is Kena, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You give me some type of a confirmation number that I will receive credit, 50% credit on both of these bottles.
Okay. And I can call that out when you're ready.
Okay.
So that's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
254. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
5261.
5261. I don't want to be rude to you, Kena, but I felt like I'm being taken advantage of, but I will take the 50%, but I don't mean to be rude to you, but I know you're doing what you're told to do, but it's very unethical, and I mean, I was afraid I'd get in something like this when you order this stuff. I've had that happen before, and I will take the 50%, and you want me to mail you these other pills back?
No, sir, we do not have a return on it.
Well, I'd be glad to mail them back to you and charge it to you, okay?
Yes, sir, but you can keep those. Once you receive it, it is yours.
Okay. Well, I expect to see a 50% credit in my next bill.
Okay. And I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.